we've had, like I said before, previously, we've heard from two people that we heard from Bert and from Rani. Yes, Rani, who did the speaker training. We heard about their faith journey, and really, really inspiring to see that God is working in all of our lives. God is working. There's a story for your life, that the only time your story ends is when you shut your eyes here forever. Other than that, the story keeps going. And so this morning, I have the privilege of inviting Mr. Shiresh. He'll come and share. And, you know, Shiresh has just got a heart for the Lord. He loves the Lord, and he loves people. So, Shiresh, please put your hands together for him.
How's everyone doing? So, first of all, I just want to thank, God for giving me this opportunity, trusting me with this pulpit. And I want to thank also Yoko and my family, because they're always there for me. And also Pastor Stephen, Pastor Unami, Pastor Charlie, and Pastor Helen for giving me this opportunity. I don't take this lightly coming up here, because I know this microphone, Pastor Stephen would always say also, it can change lives. I've got to be careful what I say. I'm not going to say anything bad, but what I mean is, I mean, I prepared for this. I'm excited, but I'm a bit nervous as well. Because today I'm just going to tell you a little short snippet of my story, and I just want to focus on one thing as well. It's about being hungry for the Lord. Okay, so first of all, I grew up in a non-practicing Hindu family. My mom gave the story, I think, 2 weeks ago. That's my mom there. But we didn't do anything. I was from Singapore. I didn't know anything about God. Okay, but we lived there. I was a Hindu. But then when I was 18 years old, I actually converted to Islam. So I've been a Muslim. I was a Muslim for 18 years of my life. 18 years. I was in and out of the Islamic community, not too much, but I was heavy in the Quran. I was reading a lot. But what happened about 3 years ago, when I was reading the Quran, I remember I was in Burswood, because we lived in Burswood. I heard these words, "Jesus is Lord." That time I just closed the Quran and started reading the Bible from that day forward. So I don't even see the people that I used to see, Muslim people that I used to see. I think some of them still think I'm a Muslim. Nothing wrong with that, though. But when I did that, I said, "We got to go to church." Yoko also received Jesus at that same time. She's with me every single time, my kids as well, so I'm very lucky. But, I'm a new Christian in terms of years, but my walk with God actually has been intense for the last 21 years. I think that's important as well, because, it's a journey how you get to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But there's still more afterwards. It doesn't stop when he becomes your Lord and Savior. In fact, that's the beginning. But when I was thinking about what I should talk about today, this is one thing that I really want to focus on. Until today, 21 years, I've not lost my hunger for the Lord. In fact, it's increasing every single year. And I think that's important. This is my prayer for every single one of you, is that you never lose your hunger in the Lord, because this is the most powerful thing that can sustain you. And this, as I mentioned, that's what I want to focus on. Because, what I learned is when you have a strong desire to know the Lord intimately, you'll be full in every other area in your life. It's actually quite interesting. So you stay hungry for the Lord and everything else becomes minuscule, small. If your hunger stops there, everything else becomes big. So we need to keep focusing. And I learned how to do that year in, year out, how to stay hungry. And we're going to walk through a few things here because it's the most exciting things. What I learned also is that when you're hungry for the Lord, you don't desire these things, material and non-material. But what's special about God is that he keeps adding them to you. Because those things don't control you. I'm not just talking about material things. I'm talking about the joy, the peace, the happiness, He just keeps flooding things to you. So if you can keep staying hungry, you know, you won't need to chase for anything that you desire, because he will lay it in your hands. So that's the exciting thing about the Lord. He's not a God that wants you to leave everything, follow him, and just become a pauper. That's not the Lord. The Lord says here, if you follow me, just be obedient with me, I'll put everything in your lap. You won't have to chase that. You just chase me. So if our attention could be just facing the Lord, that would be the most exciting thing. Okay? Now. So, this is the question we all have to ask. How do we stay hungry? You know, I was thinking about how to answer this question. I had actually, when I wrote some stuff here to talk about, it was totally different to what I'm talking about now. You know, and Jesus, and he just said, keep your love for me increasing every day. That's how you stay hungry. So it's really a love issue. And the question is, how do we keep loving Jesus every day? Because when the love increases, the hunger will increase. You know, how do you see the signs for hunger, that you're hungry for him, that you want to do things with him, you want to read his word, you want to spend time with him, quality time, not quantity, because it's not about how many hours you spend with the Lord. 5 minutes, quality could be bigger than the hours that you spend with the Lord. It's about quality. And also, I learned that this is a sign of being hungry, that I not want to do things for him. I learned that he is God. He doesn't need us to do anything for him. He owns everything. He's our source. But he wants us to do things with him. He wants us to partner with him. He wants us to do things with him. Didn't Moses say, I'm not going to go there unless your presence is with me? So, you know, not to do things for the Lord. He doesn't need that. Just walk with him. That's what he wants. And produce through, he will produce through you. All right? So the next question we have to ask then is, how do you keep loving Jesus every day? So then when I thought about this, how do I explain this? And I just bring back, I'm going to talk about Yoko as well. I told her this morning I'm going to add you in my talk. I realized today I love Yoko more than I did when I first met her. Well, I love my kids more today than when they were born. I love this church more. It's been 2 years now than when I first started. The people in the church more. More, more, and more. I love God today more than I did when I first knew him. You know, that's why the hunger is increasing. So what does this mean? It means that the love can grow. It can develop. And I learned to do that through trust and obedience. And there's this verse I wanted to put up, and this is one of my most favorite verses in John 2:5. His mother said to his servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Because we're trying to develop the love for God. All right? I mean, that's the secret ingredient to developing the love with Jesus. Because our walk with Jesus is a relationship. We have to know him through experience. You can't pick up the book and know Jesus. I mean, you can know some parts of Jesus, who he is, but really is the experience that when you walk with him, because he's a living God. So when you walk with him, you know who he is. But we don't know who Jesus is until he tells us to do something and we do it. And what happens is that we realize that he can be trusted and that he's a good God. And that he's a rewarder that those that diligently seek him. So my relationship with Jesus is not one that, you know, when you're first dating, the infatuation stage, you know, they can do anything wrong and you're still going to love them. But after a while, you know, you're not happy with this or that. Our walk with Jesus has to be matured. So what happens is that when Jesus has given me an instruction, it gives me an opportunity to trust him. I think we're waiting on the other end. How can I trust you more, Jesus? Waiting for Jesus to do something. But what happens is that with our walk with the Lord, it's work. It's going to cost us something. And when we step out in faith, when he gives us an instruction that gives us an opportunity, to develop our relationship with Him. And when we know we can trust Him, because He's told me to do some crazy stuff. He'll tell you to do stuff that will walk to your death. But guess what? Remember He told Peter to get off the boat? Well, that's pretty crazy, right? So He will tell you to do some things that are crazy. And guess what? He will hold you. And you're not going to go backwards. You're going to go forward. Because the mystery of the kingdom is a seed. Paul says, I die daily. So what happens is that as you walk with Jesus, you know who He is. He's good. He's stable. And He will take care of you. And what happens? That trust grows into that love for the Lord. So that's why my love for Him is increasing every single time. It's growing every year because as I obey Him, what happens? He continues to show Himself strong in my life, more of Him. And that's why my hunger never wanes, because I want to know more of who He is. It should not decrease year in, year out. You should not know the Lord already the first time you met Him. Because the more I know of Him, I realize the less I know, because He's infinite. He's ever increasing. Till the day I die, I will not even scratch the surface of who the Lord is and what He can do in my life. Abraham continued to produce when in his old age. I'm not looking to wind down. I'm looking to wind up. That's all of us. Not for me. That's all of us, because He's fresh. When God becomes predictable, He's no longer God. He's unpredictable, which is different to stable. What I mean is that He's going to do something fresh in your life. You just got to let Him build a relationship with Him. Now, I think this is important here. The obedience part, and how do we actually, because you can't obey unless you listen to instructions. I want to say these last two things before I finish it. The first of all is, you're going to listen on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you, and He will give you an instruction. We all know that. But another secret, I guess, is God will place leaders in your life. Your spiritual covering. If you don't have a spiritual covering, you need a spiritual covering. It's about connection, going up. You know, for instance, yeah, Pastor Stephen, Pastor Unami, Pastor Charlie, Pastor Helen. That's my connection. Because I know the Lord speaks to me on the inside, but He also speaks to them to give me a word. You know, there's leaders here that I honor. You got people like, you know, Claire, Angela, you got Greg. You know, there's many more. Submission, I know that's not a word that people like. It only means this, that I go under the mission of who's above me. That's really the secret of my increase, is that whoever God has placed in my life, even though He's given me a vision, my vision comes second to the vision that He's placed in my leader's life. I love, you know, the indoor soccer, if you don't know, and we do a lot of things in indoor soccer. But if I have something for Port Gale, the church, I don't go to where I need to go with the indoor soccer. And guess what? He gives me people to run stuff. Because I can't do both. So my intention is keep going up, up, up. And when I am obedient to that, it's like being obedient to God Himself. And that's really a secret. And what happens is that then God shows Himself strong in my life. And then I trust Him more and more and more. And what begins to happen is my love for Him increases. And guess what? I'm full. So that hunger really stems. It's like a cascading effect. You don't need to fix all these other stuff here. You just need to obey what He says. Whatever He tells you to do, do. And it comes from the Holy Spirit. And it comes from your spiritual covering. And I can recommend, if you don't have a spiritual covering, you need one. God will instruct you where it is. If running a business, your business must be under a covering. Because the Lord is bigger than anything. Guess what that means? No. I'm nearly done anyway. Anyway. No, it's okay. So what I'm saying is we have to do both. Okay? This was my last point anyway, Pastor and I. You have to stay hungry for the Lord through obedience, you know, His divine instructions. And I believe when you do that, your life will change. Jesus, before His ministry, John the Baptist baptized Him. He went under someone. And then He was lifted because God said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." God will say this in other people's heart towards you, and favor will begin to come into your life. And this is what I pray for. Okay? Thank you.